When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Miss Whitney Rose.
Hi, David.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so well. I'm excited to be here with you tonight.
I'm excited to like finally chat with you, you know?
I know, it just took a minute there.
Listen, you've been busy, I've been busy, you've been busy. So what's going on today in Salt Lake? What have you been up to today?
Oh my God. Today has been like a day of total recovery and trying to get things done. I've had a very busy week.
I'm sure you have.
I got up and I actually went to cycling and it like did me over the top. I was so tired. Like it just burned too much.
There's something I'm like, you know, I'm just really tired today too. So that's why I'm drinking coffee. It's not that, you know.
Well, Heather and I ended up staying out until like 3 a.m. on Friday night. And I had a really busy Saturday and I just haven't had a chance to recover from that yet.
I went out Friday hard myself. Like it's just, yeah. You know what it is? Like I don't go out like I did before COVID. So when I go out now, I'm like, oh, and then you have a day like, yes, Saturday was a wreck for me. And I'm like, is this how I felt like every day before COVID? I think it might've been.
Yeah. And you just got used to it. And the other thing is you have to sit at your table the entire time. So you're just drinking and you don't notice the effects until you stand up. Cause usually we're in a bar walking around and moving and you know where you're at, but the bad weather girls, we had a storm come through Friday night. We had so much fun.
I saw Heather posted. Is that what I saw? She posted weather girls. Where'd you guys go? Did you just stay in one place all night or?
Yeah. So we were up in Park City during the day at a really cool spot called Boneyard with some of the other women. And then she and I just kept the party going and went to Lake Effect.
Nice. So at least today you're recovering.
Yeah.
So now you are from Salt Lake originally, right?
Yes. Born and raised.
Wow. What was growing up? So, I mean, I know you've talked about this before, but I know it says you're Mormon royalty, or you've said that. What, just now that you're here, what does that mean?
Yeah. So that means that like, if there was a such thing as the Mormon royalty, it would be my family because on my mother's side, both bloodlines trace straight back to Joseph Smith. So both of my grandfathers were Mormon pioneers and had multiple wives coming across the plains. One of them, Shadrach Roundy, was the bodyguard to Joseph Smith and Brigham Young. So he had perhaps the most important job of all, right? And being Joseph Smith's bodyguard, the prophet of the church.
Wow.
And then on the other side, the Robinson side, that's the side I'm related to Heather on. They're just like iconic pioneer family that settled American Fork in Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Wow.
I mean, Heather and I have streets named after our families, memorial buildings, libraries, gardens, like,
yeah. That's, well, okay. That's like, that's the real deal.
I mean, it doesn't get any more like Mormon than that. Like it's who I am, even though I don't identify as Mormon, meaning I don't believe in the doctrine and don't practice the religion. It's like I'm born into it. So I'm like a pioneer woman by nature.
That makes sense. And then, I mean, I think you mentioned this on the show, but like, when did you officially kind of like leave that? Like, was it when you met your now husband? Was it all because of that? And like, that wasn't accepted by the church?
Yeah. So that was the final straw. But my journey really began when I was 18. I just started really challenging my, like how I was feeling inside, meaning when I was at church, I felt off. I didn't feel like everything was aligning with my inner compass, if you will. And so I started exploring not going to church. I told the story on the show about how I went on a 3-week church history tour from Salt Lake City to New York.
Yeah.
That same night, I came home and drank beer for the first time ever. Like I was just something in me, just, it wasn't aligning. But really I took my final step out when Justin and I, got together because yeah, it was very looked down on. We had a very sneaky romance. So
I love how, you know, you come to New York City and then you get home and you're like, well, now it's time for a beer.
Yeah. It was like, and that just like polar op, like that's polar ends of the spectrum. Right. And so for me to go from this side to this side so quickly and not feel bad about it, that really shook me to the core.
Right. I'm sure that was hard to deal with.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I should be feeling terrible and I don't. I actually feel very myself.
You're like, okay, wait a second. I'll have a second beer. So how did you get involved with the show? Like originally, like how were you, like obviously you knew Heather before this show.
Yeah, so I knew Heather and Mary before the show, but Heather's really the one responsible for roping me into this. So Heather and I were great friends, and she just kept saying, like, you're perfect for this, you're perfect for this. And I'm like, no, I am not. I have, like, 400 followers, and it's all about my dog and kids. Like, I didn't think that I would be interesting for people. Even though I knew I had an interesting life, I didn't, like, I mean, I'm a housewife fanatic. Like, I'm a huge fan.
You were a huge fan before.
So it just is crazy that I'm here, but it's all because of Heather.
Were you like, what were your favorites before this? Like, what was your favorite show?
Beverly Hills, New York, Atlanta, OC. Now that I know a lot of the Dallas women, I've been getting into Dallas. This season's crazy.
This season is crazy.
Yeah.
Did you watch any other shows on Bravo? Like, were you a fan of like Vanderpump Rules or Shaw's or all that? Like, you were just a Bravo-holic.
Everything. Bravo-holic. Below Deck. Southern Charm. I love Vanderpump Rules. That's the first show Justin started watching on Bravo.
Listen, I used to say, I mean, you know, it's different now, but Vanderpump for me was, that was it. It was like, there was everything else. And then just that show was the best show around at its, I mean, it's still around, but like in its heyday.
Right. That was brilliant. And that cast is amazing.
Do you know? So, I mean, you know, did I see somewhere like, you know, now like Katie Maloney, like gave you advice throughout this whole thing?
Yeah. So I actually have mutual friends with Lala. So I had been talking to Lala and Katie throughout this process, but Katie's really invested time in me and, like prepping me for like all the haters on social media, that sort of thing. And it's been nice to just have like someone who's closer, like, cause we're closer in age. She's from Utah. So we have a lot of the same like programmings and mindsets. And it's really fun to have like these Bravo celebrities, like having my back.
What's the best advice that Katie or Lala gave you, you know, like going into all of this?
That to be honest and real, because that is the only thing you will not regret. even if you look like a fool for a second, feel like a fool, you will never regret being honest.
That's good advice.
And that was, I stuck by that for season one, and I think it got me far because I don't regret anything, even the drunk hip hop party.
Like, you have no regrets from the first season.
I have no regrets. That's a lie. I have one regret. And I think that I spoke to it in the reunion part two, is that I held back how I really felt about some of the women and the way that they treated me.
We're going to get into that in a second. Who else did you, like, who else, like you said, you were a huge fan of Bravo. So, I mean, well, first of all, when you were eventually now in the mix through Heather, like, were you freaking out? Like, I mean, as a fan of, like, Bravo and the show, like, A, Salt Lake is getting a Housewives and you're going to be on it.
Yeah, one, my hometown is now on the map of the Bravo world. And to me, that's like one of the biggest things that could happen to my city, right?
Seriously.
And I'm a part of the cast. And not only that, I'm part of the OG cast. Like, no one can take that away from me or anyone else, the six of us. That's pretty cool.
And I mean, just think about it, because you're such a huge fan. Like, what if you didn't get involved? Like, I mean, how would you feel about if this show were filming and now out and it's a huge thing, like, and you lived right down the street and weren't a part of it?
Yeah, I'd probably be sad.
I think you would be sad. Did you have any reservations, like, in joining, like, once you were in the mix and Heather put you forward? Were you like, besides, okay, I have 400 followers and, you know, I may not be interesting. Like, did you have any other reservations?
Yeah, just, I knew that if I was going to do this, I was going to go all in. And that scared me because, yeah, I don't live like a lot of my fellow Utahns. And, you know, I was a little nervous. My biggest reservation was for my children. I never wanted them to feel judged, criticized, or hated because their mom is this wild, crazy housewife.
On TV for everyone to see on a stripper pole.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, I'm not going to hide things that I love about myself. So, it's been hard because I didn't want them to lose out on play dates or, you know, things like that. But then I think COVID happened. We have a pandemic. So naturally all of that kind of stuff stopped anyways. So actually I think I got lucky and we just kind of eased our way into it. And people have been very gracious to my family and I.
Really? Like, you haven't seen, like, your children didn't lose any play dates or anything like
that? No. The community has been pretty supportive, actually.
Really? Because, I mean, you would think, you know, you could see the community not being supportive just because...
Well, I mean, there's a few bitches here and there. But it's a good lesson for me to teach my kids to, like, you know, just turn the other cheek, suck it up, because this is life, right? So trying to preserve their childhood but teaching them these big lessons is kind of cool.
That's a good one. I mean, like, do you find that, like, when you're, you know, walking down the street or whatever, you know, people... I mean, I would think, listen, people are going to judge anyway, but there's this whole other level now of like Mormonism and all these things that are apparently not allowed.
Yeah. I think that the outward judgment doesn't come to my face. It's all behind my back and people will tell me what, you know, people are saying in chat rooms or like my community chat room, Facebook group, things like that. And I'm just like, well, if they're not going to say it to my face, then it doesn't matter. Like, it's not real.
Totally. Do you see the opposite? Like, you know, now that you're on TV, like, are you hearing from people that you haven't heard from in like 20 years?
Oh yeah. Everyone's coming out of the woodworks. I even have a brother that I haven't talked to in years that's come out and we've rebuilt a like relationship. It's been really cool.
Really?
Yeah. Cause he saw me on TV and was like, holy shit, that's my sister.
So he didn't even know you were cast.
No.
Is it your brother from like your same father who we saw on the show?
Yes. So I have, my mother had two boys. My dad had a boy and a girl. They married each other and had me and my younger sister. So I have four half siblings and one full-blooded.
Okay, wait, like, let me just, okay. So it's because we saw one brother on the show.
Yes. My mother's son.
So wait, your father had two children. Mm-hmm. And your mother has two children, and then two of them got married.
No, no, no. Then my parents married and had me.
Okay, got ya.
Yeah. No incest going on.
No judgments. I'm like, before this rumor gets started, I just want to clarify this. So, wow. So that's got to be a great, like, outcome of this show, that you were connected with your brother.
The other really cool thing I have to admit is just like everywhere I go, I get recognized and people want to tell me how much they love me and take pictures. And, you know, it's like, it's overwhelming sometimes when I just want to run into the grocery store really quick and I'm not like all done up. So that's been like a little overwhelming, but overall I love all of the love and support.
And imagine like once the world is open, like airports, it's going to just magnify.
Yeah. We've already had an incident where my son was throwing a fit and I was like, he was running away from me and he was upset. And then just right after I kind of like borderline lost it, but I held it together. A woman came up to me and asked for a picture. And I was like, did you just see all of that? And she's like, oh, I did. I loved it.
That's so funny. So really, other than Heather, like how much time did you spend with all the other women like before filming started?
Zero. Like I really didn't spend much time with any of them.
So it was really just, here we are, let's start.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about some of the women for a minute. So let's start with Jen Shah, just because, you know, there's so much talk. I mean, I've talked to some of the other Salt Lake housewives, like I bring this up, you know, there's all this talk. Andy even asked her on Watch What Happens, like, you know, she's really, is she faking it for the cameras? You know, there is this talk that she's acting like we're in our, you know, 15th year of Housewives. Like you were a fan, everyone sat around and watched the show. Like is Jen, or is she really a different person when the cameras are rolling?
I 100% see two different people. It's all, to me, it's almost like she's watched every city of Housewives and pulled the most extreme personalities from each city and put them all together. And so she's trying to be this trope of like the biggest, loudest housewife. Because she, like, when we're not filming and I've been around her, she's very different.
Like how so?
Like she's just calm and chill and nice. Like we've actually, the night of the premiere, I ran into her at a restaurant and she sat at my table the entire night. And I mean, it's no secret that she was coming after me all summer. Right?
Yeah.
And on the show, like we see it all season. And even after we wrapped, it was like after me in very big, hurtful ways. And then I'm sitting next to her and she's like doting on me, like buying me shots. Like it was like very, very interesting. And we have a lot of the same, I know a lot of her Shaw squad and they always are like, she's just so different. Like she's so kind. And I'm like, well, it's not been my experience.
You've heard that even from like members of her own Shaw squad.
Yeah, everyone who knows her from her previous life, meaning before the show, no one recognizes her.
So why do you think she's different when the cameras are rolling?
I don't know. I think maybe it really is a side of her and it comes out on camera. I mean, I don't doubt that she's big and explosive, but I'm wondering if it's like big and explosive personality, right? Even when in a calmer environment, I don't know if it's just like for attention to get camera time. I don't know what it's about. I don't feel like I truly know who Jen Shah is. So I can't really speak to like why I think she does it, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. I mean, right. Cause like that's the chatter online, you know, of that. The natural suggestion would be it's for camera time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll see if something changes, but.
Why do you think she came after you so hard? Is it like, well, I guess why?
I think for her, I was an easy target because I'm younger. I'm kind. I probably come off as like a pushover. In her eyes, I think she thought I was weak and she could walk all over me. And I think that she and I get what we want in very different ways. I come from love and kindness and respect to get what I want. And she comes with fear, power, aggression, you know? And it's nothing to against her. It's just that's how she's learned to manage life, business, family, and whatever. And that's just my experience. And I think that no matter what, I couldn't say a word, I'd trigger her just because of my energy.
And like to your point, you know, right, like if you want camera time, like you're suggesting, and she's different when the cameras are rolling, one way to get it is to pick somebody, and you would think you'd pick the perceived weakest link in your mind.
Yep. So I think it was first Mary, because that was her first target, right? Mary. They had the whole hospital issue, hospital smell.
Yes.
And it seemed to just transfer from Mary to me when I stood up to her about Mary. Because if you remember in the hot tub scene, I was like, well, I don't like you talking about my friend like this. I think that's unfair. However, I stand up for what's right and what's wrong. And it's so funny because Jen keeps stealing that line from me.
Oh, really?
I was the one who told her, I'm not going to choose a team. I'm not going to choose Team Jen or Team Mary. And you see her ask Heather and I to do that many times, right? And I just kept saying, I don't choose teams, but I'll stand up for what's right and wrong. And if I feel like you're not doing something right, I'm going to defend the other person.
That makes sense.
That's when it switched. And then I became her target.
I'm feeling so good today. And I honestly think it's because of the Care of vitamins that I take every day. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it so easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. It's so much fun. If you go to their website, you take their in-depth 5-minute online quiz. It really is fun. It asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, so that they can help you address your specific wellness goals. Your wellness goals and diet goals are not going to be the same as mine. Doing this quiz, you know what? It's really like a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, all without leaving your house. Now, when you're done, it recommends a specific vitamin and supplement plan for you. The vitamins, my vitamins and supplements came so quickly. They come in these cute little packets. So really, you know what to take each day. And what I love is the packets have these little quotes on them. So, you know, I'm all alone during COVID. I'm taking my vitamins, doing this show. But it's kind of like words of wisdom and encouragement. These quotes really are very self-affirming. So I love these little packets. It's so much fun. And the thing is, you know what? February is the perfect time to start with Care of, because look, we've all had those big, lofty New Year's resolutions. I didn't meet mine. Did you meet yours? New Year's resolutions don't have to be big. They could be small, little, impactful changes. I truly feel better since I started taking these vitamins and supplements through Care of, and I highly recommend you guys look into this. Now, let me tell you, by listening to this podcast, you get 50% off your first Care of order. You go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com. Takecareof.com, and you enter the code VELVET50. You got to enter the code VELVET50. If not, you're going to take the quiz. You're going to have fun. Your vitamins are going to arrive. You're going to take them. They're going to have the cute little sayings on the packet. And guess what? You're not going to get 50% off. So go to Take Care Of and enter the code VELVET50, and you get 50% off your first order. I feel so much better. I'm happy. I have more energy. Whatever your goals are, just take the quiz. It really is fun, and they will give you a plan that is best suited for you. Again, takecareof.com, enter code VELVET50, and start feeling better today. All thanks to Care of vitamins and supplements. What about, well, I mean, that must be awkward, like when you see one person and then the cameras are rolling. Like, did you ever get used to it? You know what I mean? Like, if you saw it, like, you know, it's a lot of footage. I know it's edited down, but like eventually during the filming process, were you like, oh, this is how it's going to be?
Yeah, there's a very strong pattern. Yeah. So I knew going into every situation what was going to happen.
And then did you just get used to it, or like change your actions towards her of like, this is just how this filming process is going to be with her?
Yeah, I think I started like mentally creating space with her.
So that must have been like filming harder than you expected. Like, did you expect all that? I mean, like, because you watched Housewives, like, or you just didn't expect all of that? Like, even though you watched it, you knew there was drama, you just didn't know it was kind of like different personalities on and off camera.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't expecting that. And then the other biggest thing with Jen that fascinates me about her, like the way that she shows up, is when Sharif is around, she's a completely different person again. And that's like the reunion. I tease that Sharif was the MVP because she sat there pretty calm the entire time that he was around.
I'll admit it, as important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off, up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And that's what you see when he's around. She's just calm, like, and happy. And
snowmobiling, his birthday party, the reunion, every... Look, I mean, look at all their scenes together. She's, like, a completely different person.
Like, the scene on the beach was one example. Or, like, the birthday party.
Yeah. And, or even when they go dancing in the finale, you know, she takes her dancing, and it's interesting. And Sharif is like one of the coolest, calmest, wisest men I've ever met. Like, he truly blew me away at the reunion.
Were you shocked? I mean, it's like almost like opposites attract, maybe.
Maybe.
It's interesting. I mean, no, because that is how, you know, that's the consensus online. I mean, that's what Andy asked her when she was at Watch What Happens, that, like, you know, people are saying that this is put on, you know, it's...
Yeah, it really seems that way. So we'll see what happens.
Was there anything, like, for you, like, with filming? I guess you said you didn't regret anything, but is there anything, like, you wish you had done or you handled differently? I guess that's the same as, like, regrets, but,
yeah,
you know, or, like, I wish they showed that, I wish I did that in this situation, like, in retrospect.
Yeah, I wish that I would have not given up on Lisa. Like, I wish that I would have proved my point and taken it home, because I kind of backed off on how I feel about her. I allowed her to kind of walk all over me, and I stopped challenging it. I wish I would have proved that she's contrived, manipulated, a liar, curated, and she tries to control everything behind the scenes. And especially like the bartender thing, I just backed off because of her reaction, because I didn't want her to think I was coming after her business, because that's not what it was about. It was about the fact that she made me use these bartenders and they didn't show up the way that I think she would want them to. And as a business owner, if I had like an esthetician or an employee misrepresenting my brand like that, I'd want to know, especially if they're my go-to one that I recommend for people.
Is that really the basis? I mean, I know we saw it on the show, but like, is that really the basis for your, I guess, demise? I don't even know if you had a friendship, but like really the root of the problems between you and Lisa, like day one, is it this whole party with the bartenders?
I mean, that just kind of put the nail in the coffin, if you will. But before I even met Lisa, she had a problem with me. So I mean, we started off on the wrong foot from the beginning prior to even meeting her.
And it
because
just...
she was talking mad shit. People were screenshotting things she was saying about me. She was trying to control who would be friends with me, who like don't go unfollow her. Go like she was trying to control because she did not want me there. And she'll deny that, but Lisa does not think I'm good enough to be in her presence.
Really?
Yes. And I wish that I would have not backed down, and I wish I would have stood up for myself and been stronger with her. So
do you think that's a misperception of you? Like, this goes back to what you're saying about Jen also, you know, like there's a lot of, you know, I think chatter online that, you know, like you're Heather's lapdog. I mean, I'm not saying this, I'm just saying, like, is that, do you think that's a misperception of you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
Like
it's because I'm nice and I was trying to give Lisa the benefit of the doubt. But after about the fifth clean slate still being dirty, I realized quickly, I'm not going to play into her bullshit anymore. I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm going to speak my mind, challenge her, and call her out when she's lying.
You're like, I had enough.
I've had enough with that one. Yes.
So like, speaking of Heather, so I mean, like, have you ever had a fight with Heather?
Not a fight, but we've strongly disagreed on things. Yes.
So like, if Heather pissed you off, you would stand up to her and tell her?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So right before we started filming, Heather and I didn't talk for like 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, nothing related to the show. Just we had such a strong disagreement on another group of our friends that... it was like another group of friends that we have. Heather and I are not scared to speak our mind, especially me. I challenge Heather more than anyone. And I guarantee if you asked her that, she would agree.
Well, because that's, I think, the misperception. Like, that's maybe why Jen said, oh, she's the weak one or whatever.
Well, here's the thing is because I speak, I communicate, I use words, I stay calm, I stay respectful. I don't get in your face and scream and yell and throw a tantrum and then try to like create a shit storm on the side so no one can see what's really going on over here like Jen and Lisa do. I just talk to you. And that is so hard for Jen and Lisa. Because Lisa, when she's being called out, just starts yelling. Have you noticed that? She starts losing her mind. And then Jen explodes. I can't even talk.
It was quite an explosive reunion. What did you and Heather have a fight about before the show? Like just this other group of friends, you didn't agree on someone in the group?
No, it was so stupid. It was like a she said, she said thing. Like there, it was three of us involved with another girlfriend. And it was like, I told someone something in confidence and then she told me Heather, I thought I told something to Heather in confidence and then she went and told the friend and the friend came and told me, and it was about the friend that I didn't like something she was doing or something really stupid. But you know how these things go.
Yes.
It just spirals.
There are things in life that even not being on a TV show that you're like, okay, like I think we're not on the same page anymore. And then you just realize you haven't spoken to a certain someone in months and you're like, now I'm kind of mad and I think they're just as mad at me. I get it. And I don't think COVID helps either, because I think people have like a lot more time on their hands for everything. So it sounds like out of this whole group, you are the least close at this present moment to Jen and Lisa.
Correct. Yeah. I speak with Heather and Meredith daily. Meredith and I have built a really good relationship. And then I check in with Mary often.
Do you find it hard to be friends with Meredith? Like, is it hard because of Lisa? You know, like they're such good friends, or?
No, Meredith and I are able to keep Lisa in a silo, if you will.
That makes sense.
It really doesn't affect my relationship with Meredith. We're able to not even go there, to be honest with you.
I know. I saw the other day on social media, you got your Brooks Marks tracksuit. Well, Meredith and Brooks were on this show, and mine is coming, hopefully, but I don't have mine. So I was jealous when you revealed this the other day. I'm like, I guess I understand you come before me in the hierarchy of Salt Lake.
I mean, I can put in a good word for you, David.
Okay. I mean, they were on the show. I basically threw myself at Brooks on the show to be like, listen, hook a sister up over here.
I know that he was sold out for a minute.
I know. I think that's what it is. Yeah. And no shade to Brooks or Meredith, because I love them dearly. So what about, you know, because like you said, like Katie gave you advice just to be yourself on the show and like show it all. Like what was the decision to have your father on the show? Like, was that something you grappled with, or was it like, no, this is my life, I'm going to show it? Because that's like a really personal fact that maybe you didn't need to show. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have showed it. I'm just saying, like, was that a hard thing to decide to do?
Well, yes, it was very difficult because I worried tremendously about my father's mental health and his well-being. And I know that opening up your life in this situation will open him up to a lot of criticism. And I did not want him, if he's going to be vulnerable and honest, I didn't want him to have to deal with that. However, at that point in time, he was living with me. I was taking care of him. He had just gotten out of rehab and we were trying to manage, okay, I really want this. I want to take this opportunity with the show. I really want to do it. But is my father's situation going to not allow me to do it, if that makes sense? And so I just spoke with my dad about it and he is like, no, hell yeah. Like I'm down for that.
That's good.
I think it was cathartic for him. It was like therapeutic and like an accountability thing.
Do you think the show helped him? Because like I know he had been in like sober living before. Like, do you think the show helped him get back there? Like, I don't mean like bravo the producers. I just mean like being part of this journey.
Absolutely. Because I think it forced him to really look at himself in the mirror and be honest where he was at. And knowing that the camera brought it out in him. Like, he was the most honest and real I've seen him be when he was in front of a camera. It was really cool. Because for the last decade, we did this song and dance of him telling me what I want to hear and him saying one thing and doing another, right? Yeah. And for the camera like forced him to actually like get real.
Yeah, and you can't hide from the camera.
Yeah.
Did he watch the show like when it was? So like, and when did you last speak to him? Because I know like earlier in the year, like a few weeks ago, you said like you hadn't heard from him. Is that still the case?
Yes, unfortunately. So I have not watched, I don't know if he's watched the show. I don't know what's going on with him. When the epidemic hit and we all quarantined, he spent time here at my home. He lived with us during that time because obvious reasons. And he was doing so well. He was like helping me on projects around my house, spending a lot of time with the kids. He was even working outside on building like decks. Like he actually was thriving. But some things happened where boundaries were broken. And so I had to ask him to go and find an apartment because that was always part of my deal. Is like, I'm going to help you, but you have to be sufficient, like self-sufficient. Like you are a 60, 4-year-old man, you need to be independent, because it's not healthy for me and my family to have him like as one of my children, if you will.
Yeah.
I know people disagree, they can disagree all they want, but no one knows what it's like to be in my shoes and how dysfunctional it is with roles reversed. And my dad had just worked so hard on being sober in his sobriety. I didn't want to enable any past cycles or behaviors, or so it really is the best in his best interest, but that really pissed him off. And when I wasn't giving him everything he wanted and I was holding my boundaries with him, he stopped speaking to me. So the last time I spoke to my dad was my birthday, which was in September last year.
Wow. Right. And it's like, I mean, look, I'm not a psychiatrist, but right. Like it's like enabling in, and you know, there's like, we all have different addictions, mm-hmm. but it's like enabling to say yes to everything.
Yeah. Cause it, you just slip right back into your old cycles. And with addiction, a lot of people aren't aware of like a lot of the mental health issues behind it that usually people are masking, or some past trauma, or, you know, it's very, I mean, I'm not an expert either, but I did spend a lot of time studying with my dad, and yeah, there's a lot of things that trigger addiction.
Yeah.
And he has to be willing to continue that work.
So you haven't spoken to him, like he moved out to the apartment and now, so you don't know if he's like in, he's in sober living or not. You don't know. Mm-mm. Wow.
My brother Will talks to him, but which is interesting because we saw Will on the show, right? And he's not even, my dad was his stepdad. So he's not even a biological son of my father. So I think that's really big of Will.
Yeah.
But.
Well, hopefully he's okay.
It seems that he's okay.
That's good.
Like, meaning he has a roof over his head and he, you know, he's okay.
And it sounds like the show at least pushed him in the right direction.
Yes, 100%. My dad would not be here today had, one, I not intervened, and two, I truly believe that if he didn't share his journey in such a big way.
So that's good.
Yeah, it's been a huge success for him in
that's
that way.
Good. So going back to the girls, I mean, I'm glad that he's heading in the right direction. Let's just break this down, because I know it was one of the central dramas of the season, but you're not afraid of Jen Shaw.
No, I'm not afraid of her. I was afraid of the reaction. But I mean, Jen Shaw did say and threaten my life. She told me many times that she's going to kill me and bury me in the lake behind my house. Okay, so at that point in time, I didn't know if she is all bark. I didn't know if she really meant it. I didn't know. And once you hear that multiple times, right? So yeah, it's not like I'm scared of her as a person. It's like, it's scared of that reaction. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, I used to be scared of her. Now I kind of see right through it, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you feel Lisa and Meredith are afraid of Jen Shaw? I mean, Mary admitted at the reunion that nobody said that except for herself, but.
I know that was BS, by the way, because she did in scene. You saw her say, Meredith and Lisa called me and told me this.
Yeah.
And then she confirmed it again. So for her to like change her story, but at least it wasn't on me. I just repeated what I had heard. So,
you know. See what happens in Housewives when you repeat something you've heard?
Messy, messy, messy. The messenger always gets shot.
But is anyone really afraid of Jen Shaw in real life? I mean, Meredith and Lisa don't seem like they're afraid of her to me. But I'm not there.
No. No, I don't think anyone's really scared of her. They just don't want to be a target of her attacks.
I mean, it's going to be, yeah, that makes sense. So you're obviously, I mean, I assume you're closest to Heather out of all these girls. You guys go out and speak all the time. So who would you, if someone said to you, you know, season two, we're not inviting everyone back, I imagine you're going to choose between Jen and Lisa. Who would you like to not see back if you could choose one of those two?
That is such a hard question. Do other housewives answer this question?
Listen, behind the velvet rope, people usually answer everything, Whitney.
I don't want to get myself in trouble. But I will say, based on what I... Okay, I would say Lisa. Because... she loves to keep everything off camera.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And so I think that to... be a good housewife and to have a good show, you have to be willing to say what you think and feel on camera and not try to control the situation off camera. And that was one of the most frustrating things about working with Lisa.
So you take Jen back over Lisa?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so just since I'm a lover, not a fighter, can you say three nice things about Lisa?
Yes, I can.
what are they?
Well, I could give you like funny Lisa answers, but I'm not gonna subscribe to that bullshit. I was gonna be like, well, I like her hair. I like her. That was how Lisa would answer it. But Lisa, I respect her as a businesswoman. She's very confident and strong. She's Lisa. And then a weird way, I respect how much she loves herself.
Okay. We'll count that one.
Okay. Let me just go back to this. She's a successful businesswoman. I like her hair and, she knows what she wants. How about that?
As a woman,
those are very respectable things.
Yeah, like knowing what you want. That's I find that
driven. There we go. Driven.
A positive.
Yes.
So other than Heather, like it sounds like you speak to Heather, you speak to Mary, you speak to Meredith now, and you don't speak to Jen or Lisa.
No, Jen and I actually, after the reunion, were on good terms. We left the reunion fine. I just haven't spoken to her, so I don't really know where we stand.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. How was the reunion for you? Was it like harder than you expected just for you personally? Was it, because I mean, you are a fan, like, you know, you watched a lot of, was it easier or was it exactly what you expected basically?
It was a little bit easier than I expected, to be honest. I went in like expecting the worst, thinking it was gonna be like the hardest day of my life, but I actually loved everything about it, from waking up and getting ready to arriving to the studio. I mean, just being in New York alone, even though it was like different than I remember it, everything being shut down, and just still, it just was incredible. And I loved sitting there with the women and it, in a sense, like working it out. I don't know how much we actually worked out, but like, just, it was cathartic. It was like therapy. The hardest part was sitting there with good posture all day.
It's a long day.
My leg was numb the entire time because I was trying to get my leg pop out of the slit. And so I was so uncomfortable physically, but I loved it. And I loved meeting Andy in person.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been totally surreal though, because like you've watched so many reunions where you just like, this is so strange. Like I'm part of this now. And
yeah, I loved it. It was so cool.
How'd you choose the dress you chose? Was it like, did you have options? You know what I mean? Like, was this like, okay, here's my second choice, and at the last minute, or you just knew this was the dress you were going to wear the whole time?
I spent months looking for a gown. And when I found the designer, Leah Stubla, I knew right away because I wanted to come in strong and kind of make a statement. And I just loved how the skirt like kind of looked like a rose, if you will.
Like that's true.
Rose. And so it was really just kind of like symbolic of how I wanted to show up to the reunion, because I grew tremendously from the time we wrapped season one to the reunion. And I just wanted to like own that.
You did. Like, you feel that this process, this whole thing has changed you.
Yes.
Like, how so? Like, how'd you grow?
It's hard to put it into words, but learning that it's okay to say what I think and feel. It's okay to, because before I never wanted to upset anyone. I never want to say the wrong thing or hurt someone's feelings. And I've learned that like you can still be honest and still be kind. And not doubting myself. I'm still working on it, but I struggle to self-doubt tremendously. And it's something I'm still working on, but I have learned that my voice is powerful. I am enough, and to not doubt it, because my instincts are on point and I'm very smart and I'm successful and I deserve to be here just as much as every other woman.
So you feel like in a way the show helped this whole season, like it kind of helped you find your voice.
Yeah, 100%. I grew, I think, you know, 10 years in 1 year. Like,
I could see that. I think we see a change like in you towards, you know, like the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So now you're not as worried about offending people with your actions or words.
Yeah.
I don't think that's such a bad thing.
I learned that it only hurts me if I hold it inside.
Who do you think has changed the most like throughout this whole process? You or I guess someone else? And it could be a positive change or a negative change.
I think that I've probably grown the most, but Heather's right there with me in a positive way. I've really seen a lot of her insecurities become strengths.
And she alluded to that at the reunion too, that
yeah,
she didn't think anyone would be interested in her life either. And just, you know, as like a mom and a single mom and just having broken away from the church, but she seemed to find her voice too.
Yeah.
Who do you think changed for the worst?
Lisa. She just got nastier. Like, it's so funny because she goes around saying that everyone else is here to be famous, but she's the only one talking about it. Like, it went to her head, and she's actually progressively gotten worse towards me. Like, I think that she's gotten more of her negative strengths or negative sides that I witnessed from her have gotten worse.
Like, just as far as coming after you.
Like the manipulations, the lies, the curation, the fakeness.
What about, let's talk about Mary. I mean, no, really, what about Mary? I kind of need to know what, I need to talk about her rant that we talked about at the reunion. She admits it was her, but I didn't understand her explanation that, I don't know. I didn't understand her explanation. I mean, it was clearly her and she admitted it. Also, I mean, is Whitney shocked about the fact that Mary admitted she sleeps in separate beds from her husband? I don't know. There's a lot more we have to get into. Guys, Salt Lake is here, the reunion tonight. So, you know, part two to this chat, it's coming soon. Read between the lines. Very, very soon. Tune in.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.